Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms. We'll see highs mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, upper 60s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, around 70, and Thursday, sunny with isolated storms. Right now, it's 68.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During her media briefing last night, Governor Laura Kelly went after Republicans for playing politics with the Kansas Department of Education to try and override her executive orders delaying the school year during the COVID-19 pandemic.
These same leaders have downplayed or downright ignored the threat of COVID-19 and have used their platforms to promote politics instead of public health. As they did with my mask order, these leaders have abdicated their duty in the middle of an unprecedented crisis, putting the burden of the decision-making on local officials and school boards.
She also went on to talk about her leadership and her attempt to get ahead of the virus.
Real leaders confront challenges head-on. They don't sit back silently and wait for the situation to get worse. I am taking a stand for what I know is right.
Good American Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Police say a 62-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly trying to abduct a 10-year-old boy who was walking on a sidewalk in Wichita. The Wichita Police Department said yesterday that a 62-year-old Webb Kitcherside has been booked on suspicion of aggravated indecent solicitation of a child and attempted aggravated kidnapping. Kitcherside is accused of approaching the boy at about 4:50 p.m. on Sunday, making sexually explicit comments and grabbing his arm. The boy was able to break free and run to a Quick Trip for help. An investigation led police to Kitcherside, a registered sex offender who was arrested without incident. And authorities say a man suspected of shooting and wounding a Kansas sheriff's deputy has been discovered dead inside the home after a standoff. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release on Sunday evening that Gray County sheriff's deputies entered the home Saturday after becoming concerned for the safety of the 49-year-old homeowner, Kevin Traherne, when responding to a domestic disturbance call. Traherne fired shots through the basement door, striking a deputy in the legs and foot. Mid-America Network News.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Kris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Kris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Police say a woman has died in a two-vehicle crash in Omaha. Police say the crash happened around 10 p.m. on Sunday evening at a North Omaha intersection, killing 33-year-old Brittany McBride. Investigators say a speeding sports utility vehicle ran a stop sign at the intersection and hit another SUV driven by McBride. McBride was thrown from her SUV and died at the scene. Officials say the 18-year-old driver of the first SUV and his passenger were taken to a hospital with injuries but expected to survive. Police say charges are pending against the 18-year-old driver. And a 31-year-old man assaulted two police officers on Sunday when they tried to take him into custody during a disturbance at a Walgreens pharmacy counter in Lincoln. Ray Burns of Lincoln was arrested on suspicion of two counts of third-degree assault on an officer and resisting arrest. The Lincoln Journal-Star reported police responded to a call and arrived to see Burns causing a disturbance before jumping behind the pharmacy counter. Burns then assaulted the two officers. Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that the Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week, Dan Scheffler with NextEra gave an update on the proposed wind farm project. The Irish Creek Wind Farm will include 110 turbines at a total boundary of 70,000 acres. 20,600 acres of voluntary contracts are already signed up. 28,000 acres of voluntary contracts are pending finalization of documents. There has been significant participation and interest in signing contracts. There is a 10-year tax exemption, then years 11 through the life of the asset, typically 20 years. The wind farm will be state-assessed. Therefore, Marshall County will likely receive payment in lieu of taxes, years 1 through 10, and then receive tax dollars from the state-assessed property starting in year 11. The Irish Creek Wind Farm is in the process of securing a building in Frankfort to house their office for the duration and maintenance of the project. In June, half of the micro-siting and surveying was completed. The second half will be done in October, taking into consideration timing of the harvest as to not intervene with farming operations. Scheffler indicated he would be getting a more accurate site plan to the county for review. He addressed several questions regarding decommissioning of the project. NextEra will post a full bond with Marshall County for decommissioning the 110 turbines. The amount of bond will be set by a third party upon completion of the project. Kim Austin, environmentalist and ecologist with NextEra, reported they've done extensive studies with wind resource and how it affects wildlife habitat, birds, and bats in the area of the proposed wind farm. NextEra also works voluntarily with federal and state agencies in regards to ecological and environmental issues. The board, along with NextEra, is planning to have a public forum evening meeting in the near future. Austin Klein of rural Frankfort stated the Nemaha County Soldier Creek wind farm doubled in size from the proposed project start and asked if that could be the case in Marshall County. Scheffler stated there is no intention of the boundary getting any larger at this time. Carissa Stevie asked when initial contact was made with county commissioners regarding the proposed wind farm. It was mid-October or early November 2019 when they let the board know out of courtesy they were putting up meteorological towers. Doug Pleggy of rural Frankfort spoke in favor of the wind farm, stating it's a win for the county and the township and a great way to improve roads and grow the community. He currently farms near the Marshall County wind farm and has had no problems. Dan Howell stated that this is a diversification for farming income. The annual Washington County Fair getting underway with 4-H food judging today. Open class entry check-in this afternoon, 4:30 until 6:30. Horse show is Wednesday, along with open class judging, the pet show and swine show. Activities continue through Saturday. There will be no carnival games at Washington County this year, but other events, including parades Friday and Saturday evenings, are planned, as well as entertainment both those evenings as well. Tune to KNDY for continued updates and reports from the Washington County Fair. The full schedule is on the Washington County Fair Facebook page. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tomato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, celery and carrots, grapes, and a cookie. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice, a whole wheat roll, California blend, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have one frontal boundary that has moved off towards the east, but we have a low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with another frontal boundary that's going to move across the area as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow and kind of rest overhead as we head into Thursday. This is going to bring prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms off and on until then as we head through Thursday. And it looks like Friday we'll finally see some dry weather and definitely warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70, and Thursday, sunny, isolated storms at 90 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We received an additional 3/4 inch of rain overnight into Tuesday morning. Average high temperature late July, 91. Recent record high, 104 in 2017. The average low, 69. Record low, 58, set in 1992. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Again, overnight, 3/4 inch at our studios. We settled in for about a half an inch on Monday morning and just at 1/4 inch on Sunday morning. Wide-ranging amounts, well over an inch in some areas reported today. We do have lingering light showers. Those are tracking east out of the region slowly. Part of a broad band of activity. We're up on the north end of it. A few heavier thunderstorms moving into Topeka along I-70. Heaviest concentration of thunderstorms south of a Wichita-El Dorado line extending into north-central Oklahoma. Cloudy overcast this morning here in Marysville. And reporting a present temp of 69 with calm winds. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 21st of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
NFL players get what they want and the latest on the Blue Jays search for a new home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With NFL rookies set to report for training camp today, the league has made an offer to the Players Association that would scrap the two preseason games currently on the schedule. This comes after both parties agreed earlier on Monday to test players daily for COVID-19 for the first 2 weeks of the camp. Testing would then shift to every other day when the positive rate falls below 5%. After testing 346 players inside the bubble in Orlando, the NBA revealed it has yielded zero positive COVID test results since last Monday. ESPN's Malika Andrews.
They started this testing 2 weeks before players needed to come down and report to Orlando. They have caught COVID cases so that those players have not entered the bubble and then potentially given it to other people. So that precaution has really been exceptional from the NBA so far.
Games are set to resume July 30th. This is ABC Sports. The Blue Jays' search for a new home for the 2020 season continues after Canada barred the team from playing at its home ballpark, citing the continuing rise in coronavirus cases. The Jays say they've discussed several contingency plans, including playing at their AAA affiliate's home stadium in Buffalo, New York, or sharing a major league ballpark with another team. Jays general manager Ross Atkins.
We would much rather be in a major league facility. We just have to weigh that with what that means in the world of a pandemic. So with social distancing, sharing a facility, making sure that we're being safe as an organization and in no way compromising another organization.
The Blue Jays are scheduled to play their first home game July 29th against the Washington Nationals. Dr. Anthony Fauci will throw out the ceremonial first pitch Thursday night when the Nationals kick off the 2020 season against the New York Yankees. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Axtell's Quinn Bussing passed for 96 yards on 7 of 13 tosses in the Kansas East-West Shrine Bowl Saturday. Centralia's Campbell Haverkamp was named East Squad MVP, picking off a pair of interceptions, adding 3 tackles, and averaged 40-plus yards on 6 punts. Marysville Storm Slupionic also took part in the 47th annual summer event. West won the game 14-9 after a fourth-quarter 20-yard touchdown pass from Bussing was called back on an offensive pass interference call.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. An analysis by economist Steve Meyer for the National Pork Producers shows an estimated 2 million hogs are still backed up on farms. According to his report, based on the lean hog future prices on March 1st and July 10th, the actual hog prices in the interim, potential 2020 revenue from hog sales has been reduced by roughly $4.7 billion. Other losses associated with euthanasia, disposal and donation of pigs with no market outlet, and insufficient space to hold them means U.S. pork producers have lost nearly $5 billion this year. Meyer says it appears those losses will continue into next year. This, by far, the worst financial disaster ever for American hog farmers, according to Meyer. Pork producer president Howard A.V. Roth said many U.S. hog farmers will not survive the crisis. The NPPC is calling on Congress to pass the Relief for Producers Act that provides compensation for farmers who are forced to euthanize or donate animals that can't be processed into the food supply as a result of COVID-19, among other provisions. Well, USDA announcing changes to the Livestock Gross Margin Insurance Program for cattle and swine starting in 2021. Changes include adding premium subsidies to assist producers and moving premium dates to the end of the endorsement period for cattle. USDA's Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbary said the changes build upon RMA's continued effort to make livestock policies more affordable and accessible for livestock producers. He said the agency is working to ensure the changes can be implemented by the July 31st sales period. Before the change, LGM cattle and swine did not have premium subsidies. Now those subsidies have been added and are based on the deductible selected by the producer. The subsidy will range from 18% with zero deductible up to 50% with a deductible of $70 or greater for the livestock gross margin for cattle. For LGM swine, the subsidy will be 18% with zero deductible up to 50% with a deductible of $12 or greater. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
and good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Syngenta AgriProceed, U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machine, and Midwest Ford Dealers. We'll take a look across the entire state of Nebraska here in just a moment, but first we dive into Skimper Harvesting as J.C. Skimper joins us over the phones. He's got a few of his crews up there in Nebraska, and J.C., how have things looked so far?
The crop we're cutting here at Oshkosh, Nebraska, they were expecting a 30 to 40 bushel crop with the freeze damage they had here in the dry spring. Well, we're seeing a lot of 50s, so I've had a 50, 51, 55, so it's a little bit better than what they expected. Our test weights have been 59 to 62, and our protein on this field they were finishing up on is 11 and a half, some of them are 12, so and that's been unexpected. So all in all, pretty decent crop there in Oshkosh. I have other crews over at Sydney. They got done yesterday on the same thing, 40 to 50 bushel with a pretty good test weight and protein. So, it's been pretty good all the way across Nebraska here for us.
Again, that's J.C. Skimper with Skimper Harvesting. We'll look at a few elevator reports from across the state of Nebraska, a few places that are nearly harvested, including Ag Valley and Bartley, Nebraska, about 95% harvested now, as the test weight coming in at 60 to 62 pounds, protein at 11%, and the moisture at 12 to 14%. Another area that is nearly completed includes Frenchman Valley and Grant, Nebraska, harvested at about 95 to 98%, moisture coming in at 11%, the protein at 11 to 11.5, and the test weights coming in at 52 to 62 pounds. The York 2020 Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Want to be a rock star in your wheat fields this year? Call Polanski Seed in Belleville, Kansas and ask about their Rockstar Wheat. When it comes to excellent leaf and stripe rust resistance, Rockstar will rock your fields. Don't forget about their Paradise variety, which is a top performer in Nebraska and Kansas. The outstanding mill and bait quality along with excellent rust resistance will make your fields feel like a paradise at harvest time. Polanski Seed in Belleville, 785-527-2271 or PolanskiSeed.com. Powered by Generations Farming for the Future, Polanski Seed.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. His name is Machinery Pete, and he feels bad for the FFAers who weren't able to finish their tractor projects and take them to county and state fairs. I'll tell you what he's got planned after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Greg Peterson is his name. He goes by Machinery Pete on Twitter and Facebook, and you can follow him. And when you do, you'll see that he has put out the call for high school kids who, because of COVID-19, were not able to get their tractors to county fairs and state fairs to show them off. He's willing to put pictures and video of those tractors on his social media, and he's got a lot of followers who will really enjoy looking at the pictures and video of these restored tractors done by high school students. And I suppose, Pete, that they are all across the board in terms of where they started. They may have started with a tractor that was still running, just needed to be cleaned up and fixed up a little bit, or maybe it was sitting in a pasture, wasn't running at all.
Yeah, I think it can be anywhere along that continuum that you mentioned there, Steve. It's sort of up to the kid. In the fall of 18, I went down to West Union, Iowa, their local FFA club down there. They invited me to come speak, and all the kids brought out their tractors, the projects they were restoring. And we did a one-hour YouTube video, just kind of walked along talking to the kids. And in talking to them, it seemed like a mix. Steve, a lot of the tractors were family tractors, maybe grandpa's one that he bought. So then you get into that special family meaning of bringing this thing back to life. Other tractors were just projects that the kid bought with their dad or grandpa or uncle. But to me, the interesting part was what the kids learned in the process of the restoration, the planning. You know, you got to budget your time because these are busy kids. They might be involved with sports or music and got school going on, but you got to get this project done. So it's a lot of hard work. And then hearing them talk about things they learned along the way, to me, was fascinating. And, of course, our future is our young people. So to see in agriculture young people honoring our past in these tractors, keeping them alive, whenever we showcase that, it just seems to bring a lot of smiles to people across the ag space.
Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. You can follow him on Twitter, on Facebook, and also on YouTube. And you can send him photos and videos of your high school restoration project that you didn't get a chance to show off at the county and state fairs this year because of COVID-19. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options, and remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 67. Lingering sprinkle or two here at studios under a cloudy overcast. Winds are calm. We had recorded just about 3/4 inch overnight here at studios. Some received a lot more, some well over an inch at least. We had just about 1/2 inch yesterday, 1/4 inch on Sunday. Sure welcome here at the end of July. That should taper off. Most of the rain shower activity this week could be a slight chance, a scattered chance Wednesday, but otherwise a warm-up trend begins. Middle 80s on a mild high yet today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, yesterday the Kansas City Royals kicked off their preseason game against the Houston Astros, getting ready for their 60-game season amid the COVID-19 pandemic. No attendees were in the stands, but it was good to get baseball underway. The Kansas City Royals did fall to the Houston Astros 6-3 in the spring training game, as the Astros had a big fourth inning, scoring 4 runs and giving them a 5-1 lead. The Royals tried to make a comeback in the 8th inning, scoring 2 more runs, but it just wasn't enough as the Houston Astros pull ahead for their first win in the spring training season. The Royals have 1 more spring training game against the Astros today, and then head on the road for 1 more spring training game against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow. The regular season kicks off with a 3-game series on Friday against the Cleveland Indians. In other news, the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and its member institutions have announced they plan to delay the start of the intercollegiate athletic practices until the week of August 31st. Mid-America Network Sports.
Haxtell's Quinn Bussing passed for 96 yards on 7 of 13 tosses in the Kansas East-West Shrine Bowl Saturday. Centralia's Campbell Haverkamp was named East Squad MVP, picking off a pair of interceptions, adding 3 tackles, and averaged 40-plus yards on 6 punts. Marysville Storm Slupionic also took part in the 47th annual summer event. West won the game 14-9 after a fourth-quarter 20-yard touchdown pass from Bussing was called back on an offensive pass interference call.
Are these imposters hanging out at your local farmer's market? We've got some surefire ways to spot a fake on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 21st, the 203rd day of the year. Comedian John Lovitz has a birthday, and Ernest Hemingway was born on this day in 1899. Are the farmers at your local farmers' markets all displaying produce they've grown locally? The vast majority are, and thankfully, it's not hard to spot a fake. The easiest way is to engage them in conversation. Most vendors are eager to talk about their operation and products. Are they selling produce that's in season locally? A pineapple seller in Maine is probably sourcing his product elsewhere. And sneak a peek behind the display. Boxes marked with mass producer brands or clamshell packaging or signs it wasn't pulled from the farmer's field that morning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about it online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Why'd you call me today? Nothing new to say. You pretend it's just hello, but you know what it does to me to see your number on the phone. Now tell me, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want from me? Are you trying to bring back the tears? Just memories. You keep taking me back where I've already been. When we hang up, it's almost like I'm losing you again. Can't you see?